we had mentioned the question of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Issurin here. I want to just deal with two issues that come up. Number one, the Nesivas here in the Torah's Gittin has a whole Chakira. He uses that to explain the Gemara. Okay, we'll see. You could like his explanation of the Gemara. You could not like his explanation of the Gemara. But he does bring up a very important question. He asks, is Eid Echad, what's the nature of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Issurin, particularly as compared to the institution we have in the Furish and the Chumash of Shnei Eidim, Al Pi Shnei Eidim, Shlosha Eidim, Yakum Davar. Shnei Eidim is considered an absolute Birur in the Chumash, right? Shnei Eidim is a proof in the Chumash. What's the standard of proof? Shnei Eidim. Okay, there are other ways to establish things, but the classic proof in the Chumash is Shnei Eidim. Why do we say Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Issurin? So it could be that sometimes you find the Torah gives different standards of proof in different areas of halacha. For example, the Torah says when it comes to a sota, you know, the Torah accepts one aid, Vidarshim of Sukkim. If one aid says she was nitmeis, then she doesn't, she's not shosa, she doesn't drink the mayim hamar. When it comes to Eglar Rufa, we also doctor the Sukkim. If one aid says he knows who the horig is, then we don't bring the egg on roof. In certain areas of Halacha, the Torah told us that one aid constitutes a biur. What's this rule of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Issurin? Is it that in Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos, then the Torah declared that two aid is a biur. In Dinei Issurin, the Torah declared that one aid is a biur. Or perhaps it's not that the Torah actually declared that one aid is a biur in Issurin, like two aid in Dinei Mamonos. Rather, the Torah said, you know, in Issurim, you don't need complete proof. In Issurim, it's okay, even if you don't absolutely know the truth of whether something's usher or mutter. You know, as long as you have some partial evidence, as long as you have some valid reason to think that something is usher or mutter, then you should follow that, even though it's not an absolute proof. So what is that? This really comes up in the question of the famous machlokas between Tosus and Krisus and the Ritva and Yavamos, the Ritva and Yavamos here on the sheet. Do we say, there's a principle found in three places in Shas. There are three places where the Torah was mamin in Eid Echad. Technically, two places the Torah believed in Eid Echad, and one place Chacham believed in Eid Echad. Those are Eglar Rufa and Sota, and Eidos Isha, Idur Abana, a testimony that the woman's husband died. And the Gemara says in all three of these places, there's a principle called Kamakum Shemina Torah Eid Echad Areyu Kishnayim. When the Torah's mamon Eid Echad, he counts as two. What's the Nafkamina? If one Eid comes and testifies, and we accept that testimony, that counts as two Eidim. The Nafkamina being, if another Eid comes and is made Fakir, made the opposite, then we don't believe the second Eid, because we say we already have two Eidim. You have no right to come and contradict two Eidim. So one Eid comes and says the woman's husband died, then accepted as Eidos. Another aid comes and says, you're a liar, he didn't die, whatever. We don't accept him. We say, we already have two aidim. Once we have two aidim, then we don't accept you anymore. And likewise, in Eglar Rufa and Sota, each one in their own masechet. So do we say this by, do we say this when it comes to Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Issurin or not? So here we have a machlokas Rishonim. It seems to be a machlokas even within the Baalei Tosos. Because in Krisos, this little Tosos and Krisos. Tosos says, here it is. By Omer Lo, Achal Bechelev, etc. Tzorch Lomen Maik Shidu Shnayim Vas Achati. Vazachar Zeo, Kol Makar Shemini Tori Dachar Reik Shnayim. If one eight comes and says, you eat Chelev, then he's Neman like Shnayim, another aid can't contradiction. Tosos thinks in Issurim, an aid who's accepted is Neman like Shnayim. But the Ritva Yavamos quotes from a different Baal Tosos, writing quotes in the Re. The Davka Be'ed is Dovah Shavar, the Boed Shnayim Shemino was like Shnayim. Bobi Sur, the Yavam, Sagi Bechad, Kemishlo, and Minu, Elikachad, Yasaki, Achashab, Yachosha, Kechad, the Gabichad. What's the Machlokes? Tosos increases, says, wherever an aid is believed, he's like Shnayim. The Re quoted by the Ritva Yavamos says, no, that's only when you need two, and the Torah says this one is Ne'eman like two for some particular reason, he's like Shnayim Issurim. You don't need two in the first place.
And he's sure the standards are lower in the first place. It's not that an eid echad is being considered a full beer like Schneim. Nah, and he's sure you don't need a full beer. And he's sure it's enough to just have something to be so mechon. It's just enough to have a partial evidence. It's not that an eid echad is considered a beer gum.
The Tosfos increases in regarding the Eid Echad and the Surin, huh?
Yes, it is. He's about whether you have to bring carbon or not.
That's necessarily Surin?
Yeah, what else? Isn't it? You tell me.
He's not saying that the Geller or something is also a Mutter. He's saying that the
saying you're high to bring a carbon or not. So you want to say maybe he doesn't argue and maybe carbon is not Surin. Okay, you know, I hadn't thought of that, but Efshir, you might be right. Efshir, you might be right. Okay, I have to think about that. That's an interesting suggestion. Another machlokus, which could be very similar to this, is the machlokus Rishon we find about Chozer Umagid. Right, the Ramban in Kedushin, maybe that's also on the sheet here, has just one line, says, Kim and Shevet Shuvin Chozer Umagid. When an Eid Echad is made, Shuvin Chozer Umagid, he can't retract his testimony. That's a rule we find by Eidos. By Eidos, an Eid can't retract his testimony. Kim and Shevet Shuvin Chozer Umagid. But that is not so pasha. Rav Chaim is besopik. Whether by isurin we say, right? What do we say? Yesh lachor in the isurin, the sagin them onus the eid echadim yesh adin the ein chozer or magid, or not. Mishum the din eidos the eid echad lami did eidos who ella the sagi the nemonus. Maybe that's not really eidos. Okay, that's just called nemonus. It's not really eidos. It's not really testimony. It's just trusting the fellow. What's the trusting the fellow in testimony? One is a formal beaver. The Torah says that there is power to the words of this person. It gives formal power to the words of this person. The others, the Torah doesn't give any power to the words of this person. But you know what? If the guy says so, that creates a certain odds that he's probably right, and that's good enough for you to rely on. So if we yesh lachor here, what is the nature of eid echad? Neman Beisurin. Do you say it is Eidos, just like to Eidim in Dini Mamanos? Or do you say, to use the language of Rav Chaim and some of the other and other Achronim, it is Nemanus Greda? Yeah. Obviously, if he says something, no one's saying it's coincidence. If he says something, there's certain odds that what he's saying is true. If he's saying something that does count as some partial evidence, right, you don't think the odds are the same after he said it before he said it. But it is not a formal eidos. It is merely, it's rather just, okay, you have some evidence, maybe it's worth 30% evidence or something, and that's good enough to be so much on for Isurin. The Nafkaminas might be. What do we suggest to some of the Nafkaminas? Look here. How about do we say Harehu Kishnayim? Right? So Tosos, if we assume, I'll suggest it otherwise, that maybe that's not really considered Yisura, maybe that's a different realm. It's not regular Onshin, but if we assume it is, and then we show it does, Tosos and Krisos says Harehu Kishnayim, but the Ritva, the Shemri, says that Lo Amrinan Harehu Kishnayim. By Dine Dabar Sheva Erva, by other things where the Torah gives Xeris accustomed to believe one aid, we say Harehu Kishnayim. Okay, the Torah is allowed to believe one aid like Shnayim. But over here, the Torah is not believing one aid like Shnayim. The aid is just a certain degree of evidence which is good enough for matters that, you know, are not so serious. But he doesn't have like to just have to like one another. I mean, it might be, can he be chozer or magid? If it's real eidos, then he would say, like the Ramban, that kevan shehegid shov eino chozer umagid. However, if you said, no, this is not real eidos. Real eidos is a formal process. When you're mayan, there's a chalos eidos. When there's a chalos eidos, you can't retract it. There are some things you do that you can't retract. However, if it's not a formal process of eidos, it's just admonishes. If the guy says so, then that makes us think that he might be telling the truth. Okay, but if he retracts it, then we don't think he's telling the truth anymore. Then l'chori, you would say that yachol laserbo, that he can retract. And we'll see what Rav Chaim says in a, excuse me,
We'll see what Reb Chaim says about this. excuse me. In a moment.
There is a nesivus about whether there's hazama. He even says by two edim be isurim. And in the end, he seems to lean against it. But let's take that one step earlier, right? How about the isur of losane v'reachayit shaker? How about losane? Is there losane by edus the isurim? So that is the suffix of the minchas kinuch. Right, he wonders. He starts saying, "Olava ze ein chiluk bein a shnei edim oedechal the shmuah ol isra hatter sheedechal naman etc. etc." He says, "Bechol gavni demol eduso behed b'sheker v'vade over belav hazeh." So at first he says, "Avad the position of losana. After all, you were made a b'sheker."
If losana is a b'sheker kirkok.
Okay, but that might be everything in the world. I mean, Rosh Hashanah Terechah. That might not be enough gemina to have a conceptualize it. He's clearly lying. We want to know, is he lying or is he giving false testimony? Is he just convincing us of a falsehood or is he giving false testimony? Right? So it's an interesting question. So how can you be lower on Losana if you're not hurting anyone, Mosana Viri Acha Eid Shaker. So here it's not 100% clear from the Minchas Chinuch. I don't think he's very clear from the Minchas Chinuch. Whether he thinks Losana just means false testimony and Viri Acha is Lavdavka, or maybe he would say, no, he's only saying this in a case where it would hurt someone. I could definitely be made a just be served in a way that would hurt someone. For example, this gets into Homach Locus, which we didn't put on the Gorshi. Let's say I'm made that your food became treif. Right? So taka, I'm causing you a loss of money. Right? Or one can imagine other circumstances in which a just be serim, might. If you say losan riacha means you have to hurt someone, okay, maybe you can make it okemto. Or maybe thinks la davka. It's a good question. I'm not sure.
If it's an azhara, and for the Eidim Zomim, so an Eidim Zomim, you have to hurt somebody. There has to be something they can do.
No, but Losan is not only an Azhar of Eidim Zomim. Even if you're not technically an Eidim Zomim, you can still violate Losan. But you might have to hurt someone. Right? The Gemara says explicitly that Bahar and Baraglav, even though it's not technically Zomim, is high Malkus Losan if you hold there's Pia Malkus on Lavim to Losan, which is passing which I'm getting to now. And this is what the Minchas Chinuch says. At first, he says, Pashat. If you said it's not really Eidos, clearly it would be lifting even Lusita Mitchell, Midbar Sheker Tircha. Clearly, you're a bad person if you're made falsely about Isurim. Question is, are you a bad person or a bad witness? And that might be enough being this Chakira. I want to come back to the Minchas Chinuch says in just a moment. This also might have to do with the famous. Okay, Schefter's a famous story about this in the first volume, Nefesh HaRav. But I forget exactly how it goes. The question of who is Naaman for Eidos B'Isurin? Are Psule Eidos Naaman for Eidecha Naaman B'Isurin? Let's say women. Are women Naaman for Eidecha Naaman B'Isurin? Do women count as Eidecha Naaman B'Isurin? So, what does almost everyone in the world say?
Yes.
Of course, avada, especially since, why do you say avada? You say avada because a priori you know the lundus? You say avada because you're a feminist? Or you say avada because of ma'isim choyom? Because of ma'isim choyom, right? Look what Rashi says. I don't care what the mucker is. I don't care if the mucker is svar or the mucker is in the pasuk. But it's a fact that every day you go home and you eat, and your wife prepares the food, and you eat what my wife prepares also, and ma'isim choyom. The Gemara implies pretty clearly the Mark Subas. Mark Subas talks about how you can divorce your wife without a ksuba if she feeds you tevel. Whereas, what do you mean she feeds you tevel? How would you know it's tevel? If she says that it's kosher, then it's kosher, right? Clearly, we all know we eat our wife's food. So obviously, Yerecha Nem Bisurin. That's the assumption of most of the Rishonim in Pesachim,
As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, I thought that's what all Rishonim held. I thought that was the only possible pshat. Until I learned Pesachim. I think we're supposed to learn Pesachim next year. We'll have to chazer next year then. But the Gemara says, the problem is, the Gemara says, Pesachim daf dalid, hakol neman ol b'yurchamim, tafil ol nashim, tafil ol badim, tafil ol tanim. Even women are neman ol b'yurchamim. The Gemara says, why are they neman? And the Gemara answers, because b'yurchamim only midrabanan. Dika is only midrabanan, midarais b'idl ben al-masagi, so they're abanan, we're mam and them and nisra drabanan. Sounds like midarais, so women aren't neman and nisra, because chamim is nisra, the court case. So, and Rashi even goes so far as to say, they're not kosher le'edus. So what does it mean? It sounds to me like women are possible to edus any surim. So everyone has a different shot. Right, the Tosus right at the back says, Afal gav the kol dorshi b'yodim mehemne le'in the nashim avonim b'filim d'oraisa the ma'isen b'chol yom. So it says, women is Neman Eidechon Yisurim. Well, what's this Gemara talking about? Tosos and almost all the Rishonim in the entire world say, what are you talking about? Of course a woman is Neman in Eidechon Neman Yisurim. Okay, so some Rishonim say, Lav Davka. The Gemara wasn't here about women. The Gemara is here, it says, Afilu Ketanim. The Gemara's concern is Ketanim. Ketanim Taka, we understand a little better. I mean, they don't actually know what they're talking about. So, and it's not my simchol yom. Do I always rely on a little kid to tell me things? No. If a little kid tells me something, I'd be reluctant to rely on him. Would I rely on a little kid for kashrus? No. Or Tosa says maybe there's something specific about b'dikas chametz where we didn't trust the women. Okay. So you want to say there's something specific about b'dikas chametz? All the Rishonim follow. Tosa says my simchol yom avada woman is namely echanem misurin. Except for the Ravid on the Rift. It's also quoted in the Iri here. The Ravid, I don't have a Rift here. The Ravid on the Rift. Okay, I remember what he says. The Ravid on the, in Hasagos on the Rift. In the, it's technically not Hasagos on the Rift. I think technically it's Hasag on the Balamor. But in the Dapir Rift, there in Pesachim, the Ravid says, we see from here that women don't have Eidecha Nem and Bisurin. How about Maisa Mechol Yom? And here it makes a new Chiluk that all the other Rishonim, including what we saw in our Suya, did not hold in this chiluk. He said, no, there's Eidos, and there's Cheskes Kashrus. He says, if a woman feeds you the food, if a woman prepares the food herself, then Cheskes Kashrus, she keeps a kosher kitchen, that's not Eidos. If she does it herself, that's not Eidos, that's Cheskes Kashrus. What is Eidos? Meaning, he would say, the whole Vesafrala of the woman, the Nida, that has nothing to do with Eidos. That's just her being a firm person herself. That's not Eidos. Eidos means if you testify about something you were not personally involved in. Eidos means I testify for you, and that's the case here. Very clever. He says, the case here is a woman comes and says, the owner who rented you this house was Bodikas. Okay. Eidos means you're testifying about things that are not your personal business. Not your personal business. That's just a matter of testimony. So that's the tremendous chiddush of the Ravid. Says the Ravid, that on a deraisa level, women are not neman and eidecha neman b'yisurin. All these things before eidecha neman b'yisurin are really not eidos. Those are cheskes kashrus. Anytime the person feeds you the food and cooks it themselves, that's cheskes kashrus. He doesn't use those words. That means that's not eidos. Eidos means when you just talk about things without doing it. When you just talk about things without doing them, that's eidos. And eidos is only restricted to those who are kashrus eidos, not to psula eidos and women are pasul eidos. So the Ravid has this tremendous chiddush that women are not Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin. In order to do that, he has to then carve out 90% of the cases we thought were Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin and says, that's not Eidos, that's Kashrus. But nonetheless, in the end, he says, women aren't Neman Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin. The Ravid on the Rit Dapir Rif on the back of Pesachim. Okay, what first chapter has the story about someone who says, when I go to Shamayim after Meva Esrim, I'm going to sue maybe it was the Noda Yehuda for 5 ruble because he wrote Askama to the Becher Dovid. I bought the Becher Dovid and I read through it. And there was nothing in there interesting at all. He just said things that everyone knew. And I wasted 5 ruble. So apparently, Phyllis. Okay, so tell me. is a woman the chalal lay nefer misur? He says, of course, there's no other option. He says, ah, go back and read the Becher David. He quotes a Raifin in the back of Zachim, which wasn't printed in the Shas in those days, who says that there's another sheet about this. So let's just put this on the board. What about Isha or other psulei edos? Again, by psulei edos, I don't mean rishayim who are evil who are trying to trip you up. Then that's not a conceptual nafkamina. Obviously, if a guy is, you know, an atheist who thinks we should all eat treif, then it would be a smart not to believe him no matter what your lambda says. You know, call a chashin al davar, lo dano velo meido. I'm not talking about someone who's chashin al davar. I'm talking about a woman who's, there's no reason to think she's any more dishonest than a man. There's just a formal rule, for whatever reason in the Torah, which you're not getting into now, that she's pasul edus. So does this formal pasul edus carry over to a FNM and Yisurin? So clearly there's been one is great, she would be nemenes be Yisurin. If you say it was real edus, then you could go both ways. You could say it's real edus, but the Torah gave a special rule here that you don't need two, and you don't need men, no, and you don't need unrelated people, etc. Or you could say, no, the Torah said you don't need two, but you still need shirim. So it could be maybe she's still nemenes b'isurin, and it's not enough kamina, but at least you could say, and this is the almost old Rishonim, or you could say ain nemenes, which is the shita's yachid of the Ravid. So pashas, I would say she's nemenes either way. If it's the manis greida, then why would she lie? You know, she's an honest person, she's a God-fearing person. And if it is edus, you'd say, yeah, but the Torah said you don't need two, and you also don't need men. Once the Torah said you don't need two, you need men. When you need shnei, you need a nashim. When you don't need shnei, why should you need a nashim? But, give me a second, but at least you could say, like the Ravid. The Ravid clearly is viewing this as formal edus. Ravid's saying, what do you mean? It's part of the rules of edus. The Torah relaxes the number, but we shouldn't change any of the other requirements, and that would be a tremendous fish.
Right, but you actually have a basis, like right from the Kuti. You say something that there are muksak in, you can believe them in, because and it's not, they're not all sages, it's all.
That's an interesting, right, that's an interesting question. Why would the right believe the Kuti? I mean, it could be that Kutim are impossible ages, though. It's an interesting question. Are Kutim possible ages? That has to do with the question of what about people who don't have proper beliefs in Torah Shabbat Parah, are they possible ages or not? You know, the, okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein says clearly yes. But not pashut at all.
Isn't the Raivin now like stuck without a makor for Yerachan Mishra?
For the Raivin, what's the makor for Yerachan? Clearly not Masaf for law. That's not Edus at all. She's not telling you what another woman did. Clearly not Maiz Mechol Yom. Not Maiz Mechol Yom, not Masaf for law. What's he going to say? He'll have to have a different makor. Maybe his makor will be Oho Dei Love. Which you have to see if he holds like the Gemara Nivamos or Shakim or not. Maybe his Mark will be like Yalkum Eid Echad Beish. You know, Aval Kamhu Beisha. There's a Medei in the Medrash, meaning for certain details that are not Mamish Darish Verba.
Is it clear that Ravid's still believing in the institution of Eid Echad as we know it? It sounds like he's saying what we consider Eid Echad and Misur is just Samphas. But if you, like he's becholing on the Rambam, if you want to give someone Malchus based off of Chelev, then you would need to eat him. But if you want to know whether you can trust this person to eat it, it's on you.
Yes, what Liad is pointing out is that the Ravid might agree with Arlon Zeneyach and Misurin and just say that's not what's called Eidach and Misurin. What's called Eidach and Misurin is a different Lomdus. Okay, fair enough. You know, I mean, not exactly, but at least something similar to, because it's only if you do it yourself. Well, we think that's not true. Okay, fair enough. Let me just point out the I want to come back to a number of these things that this might also affect the famous issue of the Rambam of Isser Atmo Ve'Irechad Yuchzak. The Rambam has a very, very famous psak. He says that you can't have two Edom to give Malkus. That's very clear. You can't have two Edom to give Malkus. But what? You can't have an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad can't give Malkus, right? If an Eid Echad says that Bini Eid Chelev, then we will not give him Malkus. That's in the first pasuk. What if an Eid Echad says this is Chelev? Right? An Eid Echad says this is Chelev. We didn't know what this meat was. Right? It was unlabeled. An Eid Echad says this is Chelev. and then Bini eats it, we will give Malkus. He'll say, well, what do you mean? I think maybe it's not Chilef. Right? Let's make it simple. It's not that he knows it's not Chilef, then it'll be Neirecha versus Neirecha. No, no, let's say, he says, what do you mean? I don't think it's Chilef. I don't trust that fellow. You know, I think he has ulterior motives. And Bini comes and says, one guy said it was Chilef. I know that guy. He's too machmer in these things. He's just nervous. He likes to imagine things. And I'm going to eat it anyway. We give him Hasra. Says the Rambam, he gets Malkus. The Isser Atzmo Be'echa Yusa. Two Edim can't say he's Chayim Malkus, but two Edim can tell us a background fact, and then based on that, one Ed can't give him Malkus, one Ed can tell us a background fact, and once we establish that background fact, now we can give him Malkus. Now it becomes an absolute truth, and we can give him Malkus based on it. That's the Shita of the Rambam. This is...
That's a song. That's like, Rosh Hashanah or Baal. How can you kill a Spencer or a Barber?
Correct. That's Rov.
Same idea.
Okay, that's a little complicated. Maybe you could also kill someone off. You Rov Stan in some cases. After all, right? If 13 Dayanim say Chayiv and 10 say Potter, we can kill someone off. You Rov. So that's the famous question we dealt with this in Bava Kama last year, did we not? Where Ein Hochem Amanach or Rov, you can kill someone based on Rov. We also dealt with this in Sanhedrin. Maybe we dealt with it more. No, maybe we only dealt with it in Sanhedrin, which was like 4 years ago. Maybe we didn't deal with it above the top because we don't get to it until the fourth park. Okay. The third park. Okay, right. So we dealt with this 4 years ago, but that is a good point. Anyway, Tosfos, a lot of Achronim understand that Tosfos, such as the Nesivos here in the Torah, is getting Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Because what does Tosfos say in Chulin? Tosfos in Chulin says, now, it's not, here I'll tell you, you know, in the interest of full disclosure, it's not so posh to me that Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam, but Tosfos and Chulin does say that. Let me give it to you a second. It says someplace here. Here it is. In Mises al pi echad, zinsa lo katlinle. If one eid echad comes and says that a woman's husband dies or she remarries, and then she's mizana from the second husband, then Tosa says we don't kill her because we don't know if she was really married to the second husband. Maybe she wasn't really married to the second husband. Okay, so Tosa thinks based on an eid echad establishing a certain background, we would not kill someone. Now that not necessarily a steer of the Rambam. There could be a difference in killing and Malkus. It could be that by he of Misa, we have extra safeguards to, even when we have good evidence, not kill someone unless it's super evidence. But maybe Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. A lot of Achronim understand that Tosfos, the Rambam says, if you establish the background based on Eid Echad, then you punish someone based on it. The Tosfos might say you don't. We know her husband died afterwards. We know her husband was dead yesterday, right? So maybe he was alive when she married the second and then died, and so she's a Pnuya, right? That could have to be the case.
You could still argue with the Rambam anyway.
Correct.
I mean, say that Eid Echad is only Nem on Lahat, you're a little bit
Well, Eid Echad is definitely Nem on Lesser. That sort is later on in Sechas Gittin. Eid Echad says to you that Nisnasech Yencha, he's believed in, you know, many stomp circumstances. Question is whether for Malkus or not, right? Is he now enough to give Malkus? So, the Nesiva says, this depends on the Schakira. If you say, Komachim Shemina Torah Echad, Harayu Kishnayim, right? When the Torah accepts an Echad, the Torah accepts that as absolute proof. Why is the standards of proof different here than there? Okay, standards of proof by Dina Fasha is one thing, by Dina Mamunas is a similar thing, by Dina Isurin is a different standard of proof, but a proof is a proof. Once it's proven, it's on the books as proven. Once it's proven, the Rambam's example is Eid Echad says a woman's a grusha, then the Kohen marries her, the Kohen gets Malkus. He says, but I don't think she's a grusha. There's only an Eid Echad. Too bad. Once the Eid Echad said that, obviously, afterwards the Eid Echad can't come and say, oh, your wife's a grusha, we're giving you Malkus. No, that's just testifying to give Malkus, but if the Eid Echad comes beforehand, then, so that's the sheet of the Rambam, and maybe the Rambam would hold, no, this is Avis Mamish. He says, right, that Chayav Malkos in Kuksa Ha'isser Ha'yidei Eidechad. Right, Eidechad says it's Usher and you eat it, you're Chayav Malkos. Tosos might disagree. It's unclear. Tosos says you're not Chayav Misa. Could be that we differentiate, but if you assume we don't differentiate, so maybe the sheet of Tosos and Chulin says that not true, that Ein Lechayev Malkos Alpi Isser Shehuchzak Ayidei Eichad. If the Isser was originally only ushered by one aid, you can't be Chayav Malkos on it because we're never sure that it's true. We don't have proof that it's true. There's enough to rely on that you should avoid it. Right? But we haven't proven that it's ushered. We've just said, okay, you should avoid it because there's partial evidence that it's ushered and that's enough to make it worth your while to sacrifice your enjoyment and not eat this piece of meat. But we don't have a proof that it's ushered. We don't have a proof that it's ushered. We can't give the guy Malkos.
Why would you say that the Lamas sheet is the
fair enough. You could Abe saying you could just make it a more general procedural rule. Whenever you establish something, no matter why you establish it, you put that on the books and move on.
I have to say that we saw the position a very nice view that Rama belongs in the second column.
Aha. What was the deal?
He says that he makes the following statement. If you look at Hilchos Eidos, so the Rama brings the din of Eidechad by Sota and by Eglah Rufa. He doesn't discuss Eidechad and the Issum.
In Hilchos Eidos. Okay. So in which case you say, no, the Rama here is not because he's machshav it so much. It's just because the Rama has a meta rule. His meta rule is whenever you think something, just accept it and move on. You don't have to walk around with a suitcase full of how sure you are about everything you think. You know, once you think something, establish that and move on, regardless of why you thought it. Okay, fair enough.
Or you could also just say around that has a more expansive conception of what requires punishment. Like the fact that a guy told you this to scale up and you're still...
That's interesting.
That's Mechai of you now.
Okay. That is very deep and, really has to do with other sugyas, but it's very fascinating. Suggestion. Okay, so I'll leave that as an efshar. The Nesivos here is very, very convinced to that, right? We will make I'll point that in a moment. The whole Marama of the Nesivos and what he does with it. The Nesivos adds two things here. Let's just add two things. And you're right, one could certainly differentiate. Says the Nesivos, he adds two other things. He first says, how about, and this is very similar to Rambam, how about if you just establish a fact that will cause a Dabar Sheva Erva? What's his example? His example was the discussion in our sugya. What about saying a get was written Lishma? You're not saying anyone's divorced. You're just saying the get was written Lishma. Right? She's not divorced unless someone hands her the get. Right? No one's given her the get yet. The get's sending her money, its own business. So how about you're just filling in some background detail, which is going to be relevant for Dabar Sheva Erva? Obviously, it's only relevant for Dabar Sheva Erva. No one cares who the get is Lishma, other than the question of, and if the get is given to the woman, will she be divorced or not? But, says the Nesivos, and he says that's what's going on here. He says he thinks this depends on this Chakira. The Nesivos adds a few things. Let me just point out what the Nesivos adds. We'll give him his own color for the Torah's Gittin. Says the Torah's Gittin, he says, well, it's a nafgamina whether it's Hareyu Kishnayim or not. And he says the nafgamina of Hareyu Kishnayim is whether Isser Atho Eidach Yuchzak. If it's Hareyu Kishnayim, I know maybe you had a deal from the Rambam not this way, which was a reasonable one. The Masifta did. Someone quoted the Masifta, who's an Achron that's not the Nesivos. That is a good diak. That is on Hilchas Eidus, the Rama. No? That's a nice diak. In which case, you're saying, Israel Yitzchak is a technicality that has nothing to do with this question. Talk a nice diak. Okay, then Sivas didn't think of that diak. He said, no. If it's Arik Hashnayim, it's Ke'edach Yitzchak. That means it has the powerful Eidus. If it's not Arik Hashnayim, it doesn't have the powerful Eidus. It's enough to rely on to tell us what to do in regular life, you know, to be on the safe side one way or the other, but it's not an established fact. And he wants to say, says the Nesivas, he wants to say, what about a, let's say a, fact that leads to Dabar Sheva Erva, right? Such as our original case of Lishma, when a Echa Bineman for a fact that leads to Dabar Sheva Erva. So, says... Is that he's not? The Maskana is that it's a robe, he's not.
Only some Chumra derived on
them. Correct. So, I'll tell you what he says in a moment. Says the Nesivas, he says, if you would say, Isra Atmo Be'ed Echad Yuchza, if you say, Isra Atmo Be'ed Echad Yuchza, and Harehu Kishnayim, then you would say he really establishes the fact. Right now, he's not talking about Dabar Sheva Erva, he's just talking about this Lishma. And so he has the power to establish a fact. He's not making a divorce now. He's just filling in a fact. He's the power to establish that fact, and based on that fact, we will say she is divorced. You would say she's Nema, which is obviously not Maskana the Gemara. I'll explain why he does this in a moment. I'm not 100% convinced of this. But this is the Nesivas in the Torah's given. Right? He's not 100% convinced of this, I must admit. But he wants to say, if he's not really Naaman, it's just good enough to know what to do in Isra Heter, but he's not really Naaman. We can't say a woman's divorced based on his testimony. But if you say no, he's really, when he's Naaman, then since all he's saying now is a kosher get, and you have to write a new get, and that's merely a matter of Yisurin, which is his assumption, which is not so pashut, then he's Naaman, and once he's Naaman, you can then establish that fact and run with it, And now, why does he want to say this? I'll tell you why he wants to say this. He just adds one other thing, and then I'll tell you why he wants to say this. Says in the Sivos, he says, another nafkamina. His nafkamina is the machlokes Rishona we had earlier. Then he wants to make a whole cheshvan. Okay, whether you believe his cheshvan, I'm not saying I'm sure. This is, and this might be the weak part. You might say, come on, it kept being Lashmaz, Dabar Sheva Erva, either way. Although we'll see, that's controversial. Remember we saw Machlokes Rishonim based on the Suffolk, the unresolved Shach of the Tari and Yivamos, is an Eid Echa Neman against Chezkas Isser, if it's not B'yado. Right? So that we saw was a Machlokes Rishonim. Okay, some of the things we saw inside. Right, so how about Nemanos Eid Echa Neged Chezkas Isser Kishayna Dover B'yado. If it's B'yado, then Avada, for sure he's Neman. What if it's not B'yado? Then the Gemara in Yevamos does not have a clear maskana whether he's Neman or not. So says the Nesivos, he says that depends on this Chakira. If Eid Echad Neman B'Surim, is that in Isurin he's really Neman as 100% proof. If he's Neman as 100% proof, then he should be Neman, even Makom Eschazik Isura. What do you mean? He's Neman as 100% proof. What do we care about Chezkas Isser? Did Chezkas Isser bother to aid him? Chazaka doesn't bother two Eidim, so Chazaka doesn't bother one Eidim. He would say, no, it's just Nemanis. It's not that he's Neman as 100% proof of formal Eidos. It's just that, you know, he gives us a reason to think that. He gives us a reason to think one way. The Chazaka gives us a reason to think the other way. Why should he beat the Chazaka? And then he would be Eino Neman. So here's the Nesivos says, this is the end of the Nesivos says, one other thing. Nesivos says one other thing. He says, you need a mucker. He thinks it also depends if you need a makar or it's a svara. If it's a svara is nemanus greda. Svara is, you know, okay, that's, could I eat it or not? He said it's okay, good, that seems with reasonable grounds to eat it. He said it's not okay, seems like reasonable grounds to refrain and restrain myself. If you said, no, there's a makar in the Torah that teaches you this, maybe the makar is given formal nemanus, it's not makar, right? So some of these are a little less makar, but let's put the Nesivos as last. Okay, here we'll put Taurus Kitten.
He makes a whole ma'aracha here, and he says, what about makor? If you say it's really aegis, then you would need a makor in the Torah. If you said it's just emunas greida, then you just say misvara. Look, that's how life works. You know, otherwise, why? Otherwise, it would just be too impractical.
Once we're reading this in Rambam, though, in addition to the fact that it's really echad by aegis, like there's an obvious point that this didn't draw Sanhedrin, but the context is how to give malchus, and the lashon of the Rambam is in itself a need of malchus. This is a din of malchus.
Read me the whole Rambam.
In itself, in malchus, el b'shas meisa, aval isra'at ma b'edecha yuchsak.
Okay.
That's a din of malchus.
No.
When it comes to Malchus, the Eidus is
I'm not reading
Malchus.
That way. He says, you only need two Eidim for Malchus for the thing itself you're testifying the Malchus comes for.
That's how you formulate the principle of Eid Echad and Misurah.
But!
Then you're giving Malchus, one Eid can establish a
no, but that's how I'd say, don't think the rule of Eid for Malchus, you know, overrides the rule of Eid Echad and Misurah.
Sounds a lot like a din of Onesh.
Okay, I hear your reading. I have to think about it. I'm not convinced. I'm going to admit. Now, I'll just tell you what the Torah Skitten says. He's trying to answer Tosfos Kasha that we'll mention in a few moments. Why does the Torah say it's Cheskas Isser and it's Dabar Sheva Erva? Why don't you say you're not Nevin against Cheskas Isser? Why do you have to add Dabar Sheva Erva? Just say it's Dabar Sheva Erva and not add Cheskas Isser. So the Torah Skitten wants to do a whole Cheshvan. He says, it's Cheskas Isser and Eidecha is not Nevin against Cheskas Isser. Once Eidecha is not Nevin against Cheskas Isser, that shows just a svar and then one is greedy. Once the svar and then one is greedy, he's not Yishnayim and he wouldn't establish a fact you can give an onish based on, and therefore he wouldn't even be Nevin for a background detail that would lead to a Dabar Sheva Erva. And then the Gemara can say it's Dabar Sheva Erva. He's not Nevin because once he's not Nevin, Nevin Kazaka, we see the second side of the Chakira. And once the second side of the Chakira, now he's not Nevin to say Lashma. Because it will lead to Dabar Sheva Erva, and you can't build the Dabar Sheva Erva on Nemanus of an Eid Echad, even if he originally testified about something small. Okay, that's a little too cheshmini for me, I admit. But that's where the Torah Skitten is trying to get to by saying this Chakira. Let me just point out one more nafkumin in this Chakira, which is very fascinating.
He's coming on Rupayim.
What?
Rupayim and Eid Isha distinguishes between Eid Kasher and Isha, which
Give me a second. I mean, the Sius allowed to be cholik on Rav Chaim, the Evid. You know, at the very least, onus Rav Chaim for the Sius to be cholik on Rav Chaim. But let me point out here that Yesh la'ayin l'das Rambam atzmo, because it's not in Hilchos Eidos, which is a very nice diok actually. I don't know who made the diok. Someone's a Sifta?
They don't say.
Maybe the guy who wrote the Sifta made the diuk himself.
No.
No, all right. Maybe they just don't say. You don't say.
V'chein
diku. Maybe he means some of the people he mentioned earlier. Maybe he means the belt. Okay. That's an interesting diuk, in which case you might say this really doesn't. This is really not. This is really more of a technical issue, which is not a function of how you understand Eid Echadim B'Surim. I'm going to admit that. Rabbi Chanel just says it has some very, very nice nafkaminas. He says, subjectively, do you believe the Eid Echad, or do you rely on the Eid Echad? What does he mean? So first, he points to the Tosos and Yevamos. Tosos and Yevamos says, if two Eidim come to a woman and say her husband's dead and she remarries, and it turns out her husband's alive, she is anusa. It's not her fault. There's no penalty on her. There's no isser of Baal and Boel for Sota, etc. If one Eid comes to a woman and says that her husband died and she remarries and it turns out he's really alive, it's her fault. She's considered to be an Avarian. Why? Now, you could have explained this in different fashions, I admit, but Tosos has a nice line where Tosos says that even if an Eid Echad would be Doraisa. Now, here I'm making an extrapolation. Tosfos is talking about Eidos of a woman's husband dying if we think of Doraisa. I'm saying perhaps you can extrapolate to Eid Echad B'Surim, you know, which is not crazy because the Gemara at first tries to explain that we did Eid Echad B'Surim and Doraisa. Right? Till they say, no, it's never sure, it's different. So Tosfos says, this is even before the idea of Isha Daiko Mitzvah, just mean Doraisa. He says, Yesh, here we are. Even though now we think an Eid Echad Nevin Doraisa, like two Eid Echad, in Eid Echad, she should have double checked.
It's her fault for not double checking, even though the Torah believed him. But in Tu'edim, you shouldn't have double checked. What is Tosfos assume? Again, he's not talking about Yisurim. He's talking about the Havamina, the Eidos Isha is like Yisurim. But that's pretty close to home. Two Eidim are Torah's Mamin, and you don't have to check. One Eid, the Torah's Mamin, but you should have your wits about you and just be careful. What is he trying to say? I think what he's trying to say is that two Eidim is an absolute Eidos. The Torah believes it, the Torah believes it. Since when do you have to question what it says in the Torah? One Eid, the Torah isn't giving absolute believability to. Then why do you have to check? Torah is saying, you can rely on one aid, but you're still deciding to rely on one aid. You still have to have your wits about you. It's not an absolute truth. It's just enough to rely on. And therefore, since it's not an absolute truth enough to rely on, you should also be using your common sense and trying to figure out the best you can before you actually make any drastic moves. So maybe here the question is, you know, do we say, inspired by that Tosos, right? Sarech Levarer. Do you have to try to clarify? And Eid Echad says something. What do you mean do you have to try to clarify? Obviously within the bounds of common sense. If we said you have to go to the ends of the earth to clarify, we'd lose the svara of how do you live every day. But, you know, within reason, does one still have to clarify, or is this considered an absolute proof? So you might say, even then, you would say, based on the Tosos and Yevamos, Sarech Levarer. Yes, you rely on this Eid Echad. But you don't know for sure he's telling the truth. It's not a halos eidos. And therefore, just like when you have a rov, when you have a chazaka, you know, one should always try to clarify, at least in many circumstances. But if you said that it's eidos mamish, then it's a harei kishnayim, then why would you have to clarify? I mean, you can't hide your head in the sand, but if two eidim say something, everyone agree, you don't have to, try to clarify, kumo. And Rav Elchanan says there's a whole list of something like this. Do you really know that it's true, or you just have what to rely on? And he wants to suggest, and this is a big chiddush, that there are certain dinim halacha that depend on knowing the truth. Here he gets into a big discussion, Hilchos Avelos, of the Maharam of Rutenberg and the Rush. What if one aid says someone's relative died? Here are the interesting things. If someone's relative died, are they chayiv in Avelos? Trick question? Nope. Only if someone's relative died and they know that their relative died. If they don't know, I don't know if you ever, the minute was in Europe, someone's relative died, they would never tell them. Right? They would never tell them. Not like nowadays they say someone's sick and whatever. In those days, they would stop, never tell them. Right? And, they're making them do an Avera. No. Not making them do an Avera because there's no Chalos Avelos till there's Yedia. So, interesting question. What if one aid tells someone's relative died? Is there a chalos avelos? Does he know his relative died? Or he just has some partial evidence, but he doesn't know? What about a korban, right? This is a whole discussion in the Gemara, Homachlok Shishonim. One aid is mechayiv you a korban if you agree. What does it mean? That means if you don't disagree, if you agree, you know, oh, hodailov, you have to know you did the avera, right? I can't bring the korban unless I know that I'm doing shuva for an avera. Does one aid count as knowing? Or no, one aid doesn't count as knowing. One aid counts as evidence, but I don't really know. I just, have some evidence. So, Rav Elchanan wants in the Chadesh, he says, and he wants to be daiked this in the Shita of the Ramban by Karban, he wants to be daiked this in the Shita of the Rush by Avelos, that Eid Echad doesn't count as Yediyah. It's evidence, but it's not Yediyah. You don't know that it's true, you just know that it's worth relying on him, all else being equal. But you don't actually know what happened. To Aiden, clearly you would actually know what happened.
Is that another way of saying suffix?
That it's still a suffix. It's just a suffix that there's a, you could call it birur hachra, right? Is it that you've clarified the truth? Or no, you haven't clarified the truth, but you have a way to perceive. The Torah tells you you can rely on this. It hasn't eliminated the suffix. It's just given you a method of paskening the suffix, perhaps. That's what we call birur hachra. So here's Rav Elchanan. Again, you can take this or leave it. But Rav Elchanan wants to say something very radical, and it's very radical, Mr. Rav Elchanan. Ha'im chashiv yediya im shoma me'ed echad. And here he wants to say, he takes this side of the Hakira, it says it's not, doesn't count as yediya, according to this side of the Hakira, clearly. Okay. It would count as yediya, and therefore it would say, Eino chayim lehis agel, for example. If an Eid Echad holds someone while living in the relative died, versus Chayiv Le'Sabel. If you say it's really Kishayin, it's really Eidus, real Eidus, real Birur, it would be Chayiv HaVeilus. How do you know? You know because there's evidence. If you say no, you don't really know. You have a rule that you can rely on partial knowledge to know what to do in Isurim. Fine, that's an Isurim. But if you need if the Chalos is totally on Yediyah, then you don't yet have Yediyah. You have a Psak, but you don't have Yediyah. And if you don't have Yediyah, that's Ma'akev, the Avelis. It could be for Isurim purposes, the person would assume his relative died. But he doesn't know his relative died, and therefore you'd be Potter from Avelis. Tremendous chiddush in this world.
For that case in Yevamos, isn't that only post facto? I mean, we found out that really the husband was still alive, so
it's... There's only a nafgamina post facto of whether she should have clarified or not. But there's only nafgamina, a big nafgamina post facto. Right. Do we call her an ones or not? An anusa or not?
Right.
But even l'chachila, should she have checked or not?
So post facto, are we going to get her in trouble for not checking? Meaning, because it can't just be that most that currently speaking... two Eidim will get things wrong less often than one Eid will, but it doesn't mean necessarily that one Eid isn't considered to be Neaman like two Eidim before we know that he was wrong?
You want to say Lamafreya we see he's not Neaman?
Not Lamafreya that he's not Neaman, just...
No, but Tos saying at the time, should she have double-checked or not? Even before we know there's an Afkamina. Right. Nafkamina is not what she's asura to anyone, but Tos saying at the time, should she have checked or not? Okay, what is that? Because this Tosos is within the Havmina that Eidos Isha is like Yisurim. Because that's the Havmina in Yevamos. That's what I'm willing to. That's why I said I'll pee. Okay, now let me just point out Joel's been, just restraining himself from getting out of his seat and wagging his finger at me. He says, what about the Rav Chaim? So Rav Chaim says, now there's a very long Rav Chaim's in Hilchos Rotzeach about this issue in the Rambam and the Ravid, where he doesn't mention Isurim. But Rav Chaim, the Grachal Shas, Masechta Sota, does talk about Isurim. And remember, I read you his question, Yesh Lachar in B'Isurim, Yesh Adin in Hilchos Ramagin. Do we say Kevin Chegin Shevin in Hilchos Ramagin B'Isurim, or do we not say it? Or do we not say it B'Isurim? And he's not sure. And what does he say in the end? In the end, he concludes. Let me find you the conclusion. That b'din nemanus lekadin de nechozer magid. It's just nemanus greater than knowing nechozer magid. But in Eidos there is. And what's his psak? So he paskins that. It depends if it's a kosher or a pasul. I mean, it depends if it's an ish or an isha. Right? Which the Rambam does say, which is a very fascinating lumnus, about Eglon Rufa, based on the Gemara, although there are other ways to read the Gemara, the Rambam that does is not convinced, and about Sota. Says Rav Chaim that he basically takes this Raivin and makes it Tzveidinim. He says, a man's Eidach HaNemim B'Surin, that's Eidus, and Eino Chozer Magid. A woman's Eidach HaNem B'Surin, and that's Nemanus, and she is Chozer Magid. And that obviously reminds us of the Minchas Chinuch here. What does Minchas Chinuch say about Losan in the end? I told you it was happening at first. What does he say in the end? In the end, he says, oh yeah, Eidach HaNem B'Surin, there's Losan. Then he gets to the end of the Sefer Chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch, what does the Sefer Chinuch do last thing in each mitzvah? What does he tell us? Who it applies to, where it applies, when it applies, right? Says, Einu Noeg El Bezcharim. Menachem Schinoch just says, hold on a second. I just said that Eidach HaNem B'Surin, if you lie, you violate Losane. So how can you say it's Einu Noeg El Bezcharim? He doesn't know this Ravid, right? There is, he doesn't have a Ravid. There is, Eidach HaNem B'Surin applies to women also. So then he ends up, he says, Einu Maven. He says, Yeshi Duyus Batorash Ishanem Menes. Sometimes a woman is Neman, Kigon, etc., right? Olinian Isvaheter from Safrala, that's clearly it. And Kenu Yidu Bashekar, Amai, Eno Veris, Balav Zedlo, San of Reacha. Ulachor and Nerech, Anashav of the Eidos, Gonavadim Potoma, Kevin Dixerim, the Eidos, Ovrim, Belosana, Breacha, Ishagar, Yidu Shekar. Seems to me that women should also violate Losana. But Sarach Lomer, Kisvaras, Ha. Maybe it's a Mishlo Melech, Mem Lamed. The Afteid Echad Chai Bishus Eidos, etc. Dafgeid Echad Dorei Lahayid Al Deit Seiruf. Imkain, if you load Seiruf, Kamakim Shachai Mom and Chai Karbon Shuab, Al Nashim, Shein Begeder Eidos Klal, Afkandem, Antam Torah, Hem Natsam Torah, Bikamakim Eino Chai of Karbon Shuab, etc. And therefore he says, it kanami after mocking them money noshim ain't of over and belav zed the Torah custom of Lashon Eve ain't of a getter Eidos Klal who would then about him. Okay, he makes a chiluk. He says a man's Eid Echad Misur violates Losana if he's lying. A woman's Eid Echad is Nema Misur, but she doesn't violate Losana. He seems to be making it Tzvedinim. Man's Eid Echad Misur works as Eidos, and a woman's Eid Echad Misur works as Nemanus, and that is exactly what Chaim is saying al Shas and Sota. A man's Eid Echad Nema Misur. A man's Eid Echad Nema Misurim is, you would say Eino Chozer Magid, but a woman's Eid Echad Nema Misurim, you would say she can be Chozer Magid, and a man's Eid Echad Nema Misurim, you say Areha Kushnayim, while a woman's Eid Echad Nema Misurim, that's what he implies. He doesn't say that in quite so many words, but he connects Chozer Magid to Areha Kushnayim, but not Areha Kushnayim, so it could very well be that what they're saying is this Tzvei Dinim and Echad Nema Misurim. And that's why I think this Raivet is so fascinating. No one's going to pass like the Raivet. The Raivet is really Shitas Yach and Shitas Nidchais. But it could be that we'll pass like the Raivet as half of Eitz Zedinim. So what could be? It could be, we might say, that maybe there are Beis Dinim, if you have an Kashal Eidos ish, that's Midin Eidos. If you have Sula Eidos, Gonisha, then of course there's still Eid Echad Misurim. That's Nemanus Greida. Maybe there are two different levels of Eid Echad Misurim. What's the Nachmina says the Minchas? Says the Minchas Chinuch that an Ish violates Losana, but Isha does not violate Losana because that's real Eidos. Well, Isha is Nemanus Greida, not real Eidos. Says Reb Chaim. Rav Chaim Stenzel, fine, Brach ala Shas. It's interesting, he has two long essays about this in the Chibur and Hotzotzeach. He doesn't mention Yisurim at all. He only sticks to Egla Rufa and Sota. He doesn't mention Yisurim at all. But what does he say? He says, what? Right. It's not crazy. He says there's a difference when you have a Kashal Eidos, then you can take and shake your Chashuvin and Chosar Magi. Possibly, just we don't say Kevin Shigi Shuvin Chozer Magid, and he basically seems to, he starts by just saying, is there Chozer Magid or not? Right? I wonder if there's Chozer Magid, and then he says the words that I put on the board. It's Midin Eidos or Midin Nemanus. Then he says, it must be Midin Nemanus. And therefore, the rules of Eidos don't apply. But then he goes on, he says, the Rambam says in about Egla Rufa, that by psulim you don't say kol makom shina rei v'shnayim, and in shirim you do, and maybe this is the rule by nemanus. There's no divine chozer magen. He connects them. Basically says if it's ainu chozer magen, that's a real edus rei v'shnayim. If it's you can still be trapped, then that's obviously not much shnayim. That's not an established edus. So the brach, I admit, it's a stencil. It's ala shas. Also says that there's a difference. So it could be this really tzvei dinim and ein echanem and bisurim that. By Kashik, those who are Kashal Eidos, that Eidos Eid Echad is Hariyu Kishnayim, is a formal process of Eidos, just with the number smaller. Hariyu Kishnayim, Eidos Chozer Magid, violation Losana, really is all the formal trappings of Eidos. By Isha and perhaps Karov, okay, things like Karov by Yisurim, you can't be related to the Yisur. But at the very least, by Isha, then she still is Nemanus. We're not saying like the Raivid. We're saying half like the Raivid. But she could be Chozer Magid. We wouldn't say Harehi Kishnayim. We wouldn't say Losane. She is Nemanus, but it wouldn't have the formal status of Eidos. She's Mufka. Ah, that's fascinating. That Raivid, Margaret Lushitase, that Raivid, that's a nice connection. Macabre. Okay, so that's all.
Can't draw any conclusions about what the Raivid is really what's going
on. Aha, interesting. Okay,
if his example is Isha, then Isha predicted it would be different.
That is interesting. I have to think about whether I agree with that conclusion. But I hear the time. Okay, so we have two different ways of understanding the Echad and Misurin, mostly based on the model of Shnei Edim. You know, look at these first three Nafkaminas are all like, first one is, Mamish isn't like Shnei Edim. And the next two are, does it have the formal trappings of Shnei Edim? And even this one is, right? This is the Yisod of the Shnei Dinim, right? Each is a formal trapping of Shnei Edim. It's not like she lies more than men, just a formal trapping of Shnei Edim. And then we suggested, the Nesivus expanded this to beyond the formal trappings of Shnei Edim, says, well, what's the power of this Eid Echad Yisur? Is it enough that you use it as background for Malkus? Is it enough you get as background for Dover Sheba Erva? Is it enough to be a Cheskes Isser? You know, does it have an independent Mokor as opposed to just a practical Svara? You want to say, you see it as more powerful if it's, you know, not just like Shnei Edim, the formal trappings, but it has power like Shnei Edim. Or you say, no, it doesn't have power. It's not a beer or gummer. It's just a Hachra or some sort of partial beer. And I would also say, you know, how convinced are you that it's true? Or you just have partial evidence.
The Shu Tashmix actually says explicitly that Rambam thinks Eid Echad only works for Nisa Adidah with Lui'ay because it's just a Gila Nisa, and that's why you can use it to establish a background for Malkus.
Ah, you mean by Ishmo Dinu?
Yeah. And he said that by all Eid Echad and Misur within Shu Tashmix.
Really? Okay, okay, you have to show that to me. Yeah. Okay, you show that to me afterwards. Yes, if I just
asked. Why do you have to assume that Naimonides left the Davis? Maybe where there is them, when their notice is believed, it's complete. I mean, the case
okay.
Of Isha, Sota, and Egla Rufa, there you need Eidus Nidurais.
Okay, fair enough. You notice that I sort of hinted this on top of that green line, and under that green line, on top of the green line is really, you know, whether it just has formal status of Eidus or not. Under that is whether it's more powerful or less powerful. One could say it doesn't have a formal status, but it's still powerful.
So then we're
and deny, basically, the Nesivus's Nafkaminas.
This point to this, Reb Chaim stencil is not what Reb Chaim in the Sefer would say. Reb Chaim in the Sefer is talking about the difference between Torah A for Isha is only when in a case where there's Shaykh. But in Yisurim, there's not Shaykh.
Okay, let's leave that as a further investigation for now.
Is Reb Chaim saying that in Isha is always Ke'echad, even when the Torah gave her an emunah, meaning not like the Ritva would say? Okay, fine.
Correct. Correct. Which is what the Rambam says about Egla Rufa. Based on the Gemara, although there are other ways. The Rambam didn't think that was the only way to read the Gemara. Okay, now I just want to ask one last question. Okay, now that we have a little about Eid Echad and Emunah Bisurim, okay, we're going to come back to this briefly, but the Tosus here assumes, based on the Gemara Yevamos, that there's something different when it's biyado and not biyado, right? Even if you're not neman against the chazaka, you're neman if it's biyado. And here Tosfos said a fascinating machlokes with Rashi. Let's review the beginning. You know what? If you can get this board, please. Let's review the beginning of the first Tosfos of Masalei Echad and Misur. Perish and Contras. Kari Amina Torah, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Al Afrashas Truma Ushita V'Nikar Agid V'Chela. Having no Echad Misur, because everyone believed on Truma and Shita Nikar Agid V'Chela. L'Hai L'Haskar Afrashas Truma Ushita. The Hanu Naman Avogad discuss these service should be Yadu Latakta. He shouldn't have mentioned Shchit and Shrus or Maisvus. That's Naman because of Yadu, not because of Eidach and Naman Bisurim. So, what's Rashi going to answer back? Tosa said to Rashi, you shouldn't have mentioned Truma. That's Yadu, that's not Eidach and Naman Bisurim. That's different. So, obviously, what's Rashi going to answer back? What?
It's not different.
It's not different. It's the same. Right? It's not different. It's the same. So, the truth be told, you can explain Rashi in more than one way. You could say Rashi holds like the Pesach of the Rambam and the Ramban in Yevamos and the Ritva here, that Eid Echad is Eman across the board and Biyado makes no difference. And that's why it's all the same. But you could also dispute Tosfos for another way. What does Tosfos say? There's Eid Echad and Bisurim, and there is Biyado. And you shouldn't say they're the same thing. Eid Echad and Misurim is Eid Echad when there's no Cheskes Isser. Then there's a different rule that Eid Echad is Neman when it's Biyado, even against the Cheskes Isser. And those are two separate things. Okay, what might Rashi answer back? He'd say they're the same thing. This brings up, of course, the Chiddush of the Maharik. What does the Maharik say? Let's ask the following question. Let me flip this on the board. Sorry, we need to make some room here. Let's say, according to, let's just remember who we're according to. This is Lefi Hashak Levitarya Yivamos, right? This is according to the Shak Levitarya in Yivamos. Right here. Daf Pei Zayin, or onto Pei Ches. Let's call it Pei Ches on the alphabet. The Kach Pasku Rishonei Ashkenaz, as we pointed out, the Ein Echad Eino Neman Neged Cheskas Iser. Right? And the Shakra, he says, Ein Echad Neman Neged Cheskas Iser. If he gets the Cheskas Iser, he's not Neman. Oh, why is he believed on Truma? Oh, because it's Biyado. But what do we have a rule? We have a rule called Biyado. Let me write that a little better. Biyado, right? Im hadover biyado, neman afilu neged chezkas iser. The question is, why? Why does biyado make him more neman? Why does biyado make him more neman? Okay, what might you think? Why does biyado make him more neman? Say you had no proof at all. Forget the toast we just read. Why do you think Biyado makes him more Neman?
Less likely to lie.
He's less likely to lie, because after all, why would he lie if he could just fix it himself? Is that similar to another rule we have in Shas? Migo, right? What's Migo? Why would he lie if he could win anyway, right? Meaning, Tena, why am I going to say something if I'm tempted to lie? Here I have Tevel. I'm going to lie and say it's Me'usar. Just take off Truma Surmises right now, and why do I need to lie? Right, so it could be Midin Migo. Okay, it could be Midin Migo. If it's Midin Migo, then Tosus makes sense. Tosus is saying, don't give me Ein Echad Neman B'Isurin when it comes to Truma Surmises. That's not Ein Echad Neman B'Isurin. That's against Cheskas Esser. He's Neman because of Migo, not because of Ein Echad Neman B'Isurin. Okay, what might? So you could say it is Midin Migo. What might Rashi answer back? What might Rashi answer back? Well, what would the Maharik say? What does the Maharik say? Why is the Yado make him Neman? The Maharik says the new Nemanus.
It goes against the Cheskas Iser.
Yeah, exactly. Says the Maharik. He says very clearly, I'll read it to you. The idea of Yado. Lo mahani el legrua cheskas isher shahayila. It only helps because it weakens the cheskas isher. Last line of Maharik. You know why biyado helps? Because it weakens the cheskas isher. After all, I'm not neman against the cheskas isher. But if it's in my hands to take away this isher, then it's not such a strong cheskas isher. That's what the Maharik says. Says the Maharik. Biyado mehani in his lashon legroa cheskas iser. It makes the cheskas iser weaker. Okay. Tosos obviously doesn't hold that, because Tosos says, don't bring me proofs from Biyado. I want proofs from Ein Echad Neman B'Isura, not from Biyado. According to Maharik, Biyado just becomes, not having a cheskas iser, becomes regular Ein Echad Neman B'Isura. So our Tosos is against this. Our Tosos is against this Maharik. Yes?
Don't you also say that it's still because it has to be Eidus? If you have somebody who's totally puzzled for Eidus, or Russia or something, mm-hmm. even if it's Biyado, you wouldn't believe it.
Meaning, what if you had a Russia gummer and it's Biyado? Would you believe it or not?
So, because there's still a fake of Eidus in it. It has to have some name on it other than Eidus.
Okay, you're making an assumption, I wonder. Yesh Da'ayim. I don't know. You're making an assumption. It doesn't say that anywhere. Okay. Let me just point out what's an afimina. The first afimina that could be an afimina with Dina, but Kushyas Tosos al Rashi, right? Meaning, should you use this as an example of Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin or not? Right? Should you use this as an example of Eidecha? Is this a proof for Eidecha B'Yisurin or is this something else? Right? So, Ha'im Din B'Yado Mochiach the Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin Heifa Gulab B'Yado. Right, what's close to saying that no, you can't bring a proof from Biyado. That doesn't prove that an Eidecha Nemon is not Biyado. That's a separate Nemonus of Biyado. So this Maharik, you would say that you would say Tosfos is wrong. Because it's all one big thing, right? Meaning, the din of Nemun B'Yadu, the din of Nemun is not B'Yadu, is the same din. When he's not B'Yadu, he's Nemun if there's no Cheskes Esser. And when he's B'Yadu, he's Nemun because the B'Yadu weakens the Cheskes Esser. But it's all one. What did Tosos hold? This would be Tosos himself. No. It's two separate dinim. No, there's two separate dinim. There's one din of Nemun B'Yadu. Maybe that din Migo, as far as we've suggested so far. Right, and then there's a different din. The Eidechas Nemun is no Cheskes Esser. One is din of Migo. One is din of Eidechas no Cheskes Esser. Two separate principles. Therefore, it says, for Rashi, don't prove one from the other.
According to Marik, how does Biyado weaken the Cheskes Esser when you can't do it now?
Okay. Fascinating question. Fascinating question. So let me go back and let me come back to that in a minute, if you will allow me.
Isn't it just Marik that Rashi's on the camp? That Eidecha Nemun B'Yisurin is not negative because the B'Yisur is not Nemun. If you follow the Maori.
Well, that's why I didn't say Rashi. I said against Tosos, because we're not sure what Rashi would answer Tosos. He could answer Tosos like the Maharit. What do you mean? I think it's one principle. Or he could answer Tosos like the Rishonei Sfarad and say, actually, I think he's Nemun across the board without any conditions. So that's why it's hard to say.
The other is only an example.
For Rashi doesn't say the other, only Tosos says that. The point is Rashi might not think it's relevant at all. Rashi might think there's no factor. Rashi might think it's only happening in Yefamos. Okay, there's an interesting, the Achronim Ramadayik from Tosos and Kiddushin, the Achronim Ramadayik from Tosos and Kiddushin, that Tosos and Kiddushin holds like the Maharik, because Tosos and Kiddushin has an interesting question. You trust the father in Eid Echad about whether the son's a gadol or not. So Tosos says, hold on a second, there's a Cheskes Katas. Son obviously used to be a Katan. So how could you trust the father? It's Cheskes Katnos. It's not B'Yado of the father to make his son any particular age. You can't make time move faster or slower. So why is he Nemun? Good question. What is supposed to answer in Kiddushin? He answers, again, his exact Lashon, but he says, you know what? Oh, I'll read you his exact Lashon. Kevin Sofot Ligdol, he says, obviously everyone's going to grow up in the end, right? Everyone's going to grow up in the end. Asa'u kadavar shabiyado. It's like biyado because it's sofo ligdo. If he had just said sofo ligdo, I wouldn't have made a big deal. He says, since it's sofo ligdo, it's like biyado. Now, you have to figure exactly what he means by that. But it sounds like, since it's going to change eventually, that's like biyado. In what way is it like biyado? Right? If biyado is vidimigo, then you're not going to say something that's going to change is like you have amigo. I don't know, just because it's going to change, why is it like I have amigo? But according to my Rick, it works very nicely. Something that's going to change, that weakens the chazaka. It's not such a strong cheskes esser if it's going to change eventually. We know it has to change, right? Because it can't stop the march of time. So this Tosos in Kiddushin, in other words, can you compare sofo lignol to biyado? Are those two things comparable or not? If biyado is mitam migo, then I thought they're not comparable. One is an emunus of Migo, the other is an emunus of a weakened Chazaka. Just say the Chazaka is weaker. But if you say the whole point of Biyado is to weaken the Chazaka, Sofo Ligdo clearly weakens the Chazaka. This is a piece as a Cheskes Esser. We have no evidence that it's ever going to change. This boy is a Cheskes Katnos. We know he's going to grow up. That's obviously much weaker Chazaka. So then you would say in this case that Tosos in Kiddushin is not like Tosos in Gittin. Right? Tosos in Gittin is against the Maharik. Tosos in Kiddushin, he says they are comparable. While if you'll lose the Mitam Migo, you would say that they are not comparable. Isaac?
Isn't the Tosafot then has to contend with why that Ne'emot is exclusive to the father, to which they answer that, oh, there's like some, he's like made a Dai Fe, and he has like some more...
Right, so here's where
I... That's the word Ne'emot at the end.
Right, so here's where I admit the Tosafot and Kiddushin gets a little tricky. He says, so why do they only believe the father? And then also gets the question, what's Asa'uhu, right? Why do they only believe the father? Mayer Ya'av Fil Acher Na'ami, which is the Av Dayik Tfe. And therefore they made it for the Av and not for anyone else. So here the question is what he means by this Av Dayik Tfe. Does he mean, look, I'm relying on the Svara, but it's a Mechudish Svara, and only me Drabanan, they're willing to give the Svara, they want to restrict the Svara, only someone's Dayik Tfe? Or is there some actual Tseraf between Sofo Ligdol and Dayik Tfe, which... It's going to be a little hard conceptually to figure out what that Tseraph is, isn't it? I wish I had one. Maybe Liad does.
No, no. It's another Raya, the Tosfos, the Shita in our Sugya, that since Anita happened to Mela, that would no longer be a topic in Suda. Similar idea. But since this is something that's constantly changing on its own, the Fazaka is much weaker.
Yes. Although, but Tosfos does not compare that to the other by us. Meaning, Tosfos here is not like Tosfos Yichin. He says that's something separate from Biyadu. Right. To say a weaker Chazaka is weaker is not a Kiddush. The question is whether that's the same as Biyadu or different from Biyadu. Our Tosfos clearly is that it's something different from Biyadu, which works well.
What Ramban seems to say is
Biyadu. Aha. Well, that's interesting. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban says Biyadu to count, to wait and count and Tovel. He calls that Biyadu. Right? Which Tosfos doesn't, right? What did the Ramban do? Right? We have it on the board. I said I would come back to it and stick it into the Lumdus. The Ramban says, Tosfos says, no. There's two different parts of Hilchas Nida. There's whether she bleeds, she's not Becheska's bleeding. So there's no Cheska's Esser. There's whether she Tovel, there's Biyada. The Ramban says, no, it's only one part. It's Biyada to wait till she finishes bleeding and Tovel. You can't call that Amigo. Today, she's Amigo, she could have waited in Tovel. That's not a Migo. She could have been Mutter today. But you won't say, Migo, you could have waited and become Mutter next week, that we believe that you're Mutter today. No, that's not a very good Migo at all. I don't want to wait till next week. I'm lying because I want a Tovel today. It's not a good Migo at all. But if you would say, if Migo is a Migo, the Ramban makes no sense. So here, let's point out, great. The Ramban, what did the Ramban say? What's his formulation of Biyado? And he's an expansion of Biyado. It's exactly like Irv said. The Ramban's formulation is, sorry, give me half a second. Yecholahi lehamtin lisbar v'litbol. B'chol shebiyado eirecha neman. It's biyado lehamtin lisbar v'litbol. That's not a migo. No one's going to say, you believe today because migo you could have waited until next week. No, I don't want to wait until next week. That's not a migo. Migo is you could have had it today. No one's going to say, I'll believe it's much of today because you could have had it next week. No. You have an incentive to lie. She wants to go to the mikvah today. So what did the Ramban say? He says it's biyada lehamtin v'lispor v'litbol counts as biyada. That does not make sense inside migo, right? So that is not valid. Meaning it's okay, Ramban does then you say the other Rishon, right? The Ramban's not valid mitzad migo. Mitzad migo, there's no migo that I could have waited till next week and therefore believe me today. But mitzad the Maharik, it makes perfect sense. If biyado means a weaker cheska sister, this is a weaker cheska sister. Come on, within a couple weeks, within a couple days, I can make it disappear. Maybe not today, but within a couple days, I can make it disappear. That clearly makes it a weaker cheska sister. Here, Nifa, the Ramban. So great, that Ramban is an excellent nafkamina of this Maharik. Now let's bring in the Meiri here, actually, is something very radical. It's very radical, give me a second, because it's against the Gemara Yevamos. He says, if it's biyado of anyone, then if it's biyado of Reuben, then Shimon's Naaman. As long as biyado of someone, everyone's Naaman. So that makes obviously no sense if it's not Migo. If it's biyado of you to make it Mutter, why should I be Naaman? I don't have a migo, but mitzad the marig, yeah. If someone can make a mutter, then it's not such a strong cheskas iser. So maybe that meiri, that's a radical idea, because after all, that someone is not necessarily connected here, and that someone doesn't necessarily have an opinion, and you know, maybe that someone's not available. But the meiri, the radical chiddush of the meiri, right? This is a chiddush. And this is, I've been only one day in the Meiri. You know how the Meiri is. Whoever brings like a gazillion opinions. There's like one answer to the Meiri. This is a Yesh Omrim of the Meiri called Shebi Yodo Shel Shom Adam Kol Adam Neman Olav. Obviously, it's Admigo. That is not a valid sheep at all. It makes no sense whatsoever. Mitzad the Marik, then you could say, no, Efshur Lomar Kidei Azo. You could say, once it's Biyado of someone, it's not such a strong cheskes iser, because someone could fix it if they want to. Even though, you know, it's not Pasha, because who says that someone is connected here at all? Ellie, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Okay, great. So that's the Meiri. Now, here we get a tricky one. What else did I promise to relate to? The big Chiddush of Tosos here about Biyado, who remembers what the big Chiddush of Tosos here about Biyado was? Lamafreya. If it used to be Biyado, that counts as Biyado, right? I have a piece of meat. It was originally Biyado to shecht it. Therefore, I am Neman, because I... Now, this line of Tosfos, because it used to be Biyado to shecht it. Yes, and who argued on that, remember? Who argued on this line of Tosfos that we quoted? Who said, no, if it's not Biyado now, it doesn't count. It has to be Biyado now. Shechita doesn't count, it's not Biyado now.
You're right.
The Urayim, quoted by the Mordechai and Chulin. Good. The Mordechai, and then the Mordechai said, Baruch Meir Tam says, like Artosos doesn't quote a name, but obviously Reb Tam said it. And the Mordechai in Gittin in the fifth parak brings down Artosos. Okay, the Mordechai knows there are different deals. But, does that make sense, Mitzad Migo? We're trying to throw Artosos into Migo, right? Say, Artos is Migo, not the Marek. Artos is not a weakening of the Chezkes Isser. No, Artosos is Mitzad Migo. Does that make sense? Am I believe something of the Migo if I could have changed it in the past?
No.
No, the rules of Migo is, because after all, maybe I didn't bother in the past, and now I have incentive to lie, because now it's too late, right? Migo means, why would I lie? After all, if I wanted, I could just fix it myself. Okay, but if I could have fixed it myself last week, why would I lie? I'm lying because now I'm stuck. Because last week, I didn't shecht it because I was too lazy to shecht it because I thought I was going to sell it to an Arab because whatever the case may be. And now today, I have incentive to lie because there's nothing I can do to fix the situation anymore. So Migo, there's a general rule. The Gemara didn't say this rule. But there's Shonam Rachron, and there's Migo Lamafreya. You can't say Migo Lamafreya, which makes sense. Don't say, I must be telling the truth now. Because why would I lie? I could have had a different way of achieving my goal last week. The answer is, no, I'm lying because last week I messed up. And now I have to lie because I have no other way of achieving my goal. So now, our Pshat and Tosos is a little weak. Mitzad the Maharik, and someone asked this before, I think that's not bad. You could say, the Cheskes Isser is weaker because it used to be Biyado. After all, it was Usser 2 weeks ago. Last week, I could have made it mutter if I wanted. Okay, you can say that makes the Cheskes Isser. Right now, it's not Biyado, but it makes the Cheskes Isser weaker. Because it used to be Usser, and then passed through a period where I had the ability to make it mutter. So maybe that weakens the Cheskes Isser. I don't think it's a crazy story for the Marik. It doesn't matter. It's not going to help our Tosfos. Right? But let's ask this question. What about Biyado? Right? What about Freya? What do we mean? In past, but not presently. Not Biyado now, but it used to be Biyado. Not like Shumas or Maisus. Shumas Maisus is always Biyado. But Shechita, it was Biyado, meaning once this animal is alive, I had a live animal, and it was Biyadi to shecht it, or as Tosis points out, to bring it to a shofet and have him shecht it for me. Now it's a piece of meat. It's not Biyadi to shecht it anymore. So does that count as Biyado or not? The Urayim, quoting Mordechai Chun, says no. And our Tosos said yes. So, Mitzad Migo, you should say that it's not Biyado, which is the opinion of the Mordechai and Chulin, Bishem, the Re'im, meaning the Sefer Urayim. If you would say, I got some faces here, if you'd say like the Maharik, maybe you could go different ways. Maybe you could say, no, it still is a good Cheskes Isser. Since right now it's not Biyado, we see a strong Cheskes Isser. Or you could say, no, since the whole point of Cheskes Isser is based on how it started, and it went through a period of Biyado, that weakens the Cheskes Isser. So I think at least you could say, maybe Tzarchion, you know, because I got faces so called Tzarchion. The Nira, the Esher Lomar, the Chashav Biyado. Because the fact that Cheskas Isser is based on how it started, but in between how it started and now it was Biyadi, maybe that weakens the Cheskas Isser, which would be Tosfos in Gittin. But here we have a problem. Forget about the Marik. What does Tosfos in Gittin hold? He clearly doesn't hold on the Marik in terms of Biyado, in terms of that he says two separate dinim. So that it must be a Migo. But if it's a Migo, then it can't work the Mafreya. So Tosfos is a little stuck. So what's shot in Tosfos? So, here, Yesh la'ayin b'zeh harbe, but nearly, you'll see if you'll accept it or not, that it could be that there's a third way of explaining the emunas of Biyado, right? The Shev Shmaitza thinks so. He's very explicit about this. I think I put him in brackets. What's the third way of explaining the emunas of Biyado? Let's look for a moment at the Rush in the fifth parak. Says the Rush in the fifth parak, he gives klolam of eidech anem and bisurin. Right, the Rush in the fifth parak, Simonim, I guess, Ches through Yud Gimel. He gives Simon. He gives 14 klolim of eidech anem and bisurin. One of his klolim is klal Yud Aleph. It's a little tricky because the numbers are confusing. You have Simon numbers in the Rush and then klal numbers. Even if it's a schazik etera, which is the mirror image of a schazik yisura, here he's talking about the opposite case. Cheskes heter, and you're saying it's aser. You're neman if it's biyado. Even if the owner contradicts him or doesn't know, what's the reason? Because it's kishalo. If something is biyado, then I'm neman against the chazaka because it's kishalo, it is like it is mine. The neman aleim and I'm neman on it. The lav mi time di boy metavelu, not because of migu, because I could have asked it. Di tamainu bo shlume. Right? It's not because of migu, because you're never going to say migu, I could have made it asr. If I made it asr, I'd have to pay. I wouldn't want to do that. Right? And it also says, O Dimash, you have a saver torah, you have a saver torah, you have a saver torah, you Nichtavu, and also he says, can we say it l'mafreya? Right? If the scribe is holding on to the Sefer Torah, he can say it's pasul, it's aser, it was written shlo l'shma, even though it's too late to make it shlo l'shma now, right? Now he can't make it shlo l'shma, only when he wrote it he can make it shlo l'shma. The Odar mean perikisha rabba, and here's the interesting part. So far he's been talking about making something aser. You could easily have said making something usher is not exactly the same rules as making something mutter. We're discussing making something edus that something is mutter. He's discussing edus something is usher. But now he brings a raya and combines edus of isser and edus of heter because his next raya is for making something mutter. What does he say? The od amrina perkisha rabba the sover term shalosha chaveru ein sarach das mishav biyadu latakno va'atu b'shuftin yaskina jiyid from yitivlo al shal chaveru alakim shiyadu latakno v'kabayilu v'afilu term yishal chaveru. What does he say this? He says, if I testify that Effie's, we paskin, by the way, I'm allowed to be makfir truma for your produce. So if I testify that Effie's apples are the tukanim, yeah, so he was mafresh, unbelievable. Why? The other, because I could have been mafresh. He says, what kind of migo is that? If I'm mafresh, I would have to give my own apples and spend money. So that's not a migo. Believe me, I'm telling the truth that I saw him be mafresh because I can do it myself. No, I haven't sent it to lie. I want to spend money to do it myself. So he says, obviously it's not me did migu. The Rush says very clearly not me did migu. If not me did migu, we did what is it? So he keeps throwing around this phrase. Kevin should be able to attack no habi kibaylov. Me did bailus. Right? Now, that begs the question a little. And so what if it's me did bailus? Especially this earlier says, oh yeah, bailum's naman because it's biyadov. So, hey, what's the principle? But here he seems the same clear principle. Whether less or lahatir, whether I'm offering something against cheskes heter, or mattering something in Cheskes Isser, which he takes as equivalent, reasonably, we assume it's equivalent until proven otherwise, right? I'm going against the Chazakin Isser Heter. I'm never going to say, not mitam migo. But he doesn't say not mitam migo, rather, because I'm machlish the Chazaka. He says not mitam migo, because it's like a bailum, havik a bailov, or harayin kishalov and naman aleihem. Okay? Something about bailus, your naman aleihem. That, Isaac will say, reminds us of the end of that Tosos, right? Like, you have some special shaykhs here, so you have more nemanis of biyado. Even though I'm not sure how to put those two parts together. Maybe there's a third option. This, the Shev Shmaitza, takes this rush and is convinced that this is the sheet of Eratosvos. He says, it's not Migo. Meaning, it's not Migo. That's a pre-existing category. Clearly not Migo. That's the Rush's main point. Don't think of Midin Migo. Iboile. No, he could have had another option. No, he couldn't have had another option. Right? He couldn't have had another option. You know, Tommy thinks he would have had to pay. He couldn't have another option to make the Sefer Torah Shel Lishma because it's too late. Same as Shechita. He didn't have another option to Shech because it's too late. Right? So I'm afraid. And he didn't have another option to make Effie's payros kosher because he would have had to spend money in order to be mafresh on them and he doesn't want to lose money. Right? Rather, it's Midin Shbaimus. Right? The rush, we didn't buy us. He didn't buy us. Not me didn't weaken in Cheskas Isser. Not me didn't. Not me didn't. Migo, but we didn't buy us. Now, this is funny because interesting is weakening the Cheskas Isser. That's fitting into a pre-existing category. We know you're Naman if there's no Cheskas Isser. Here we sort of take away the Cheskas Isser. So we know you're Naman if there's no Cheskas Isser. Migo, we know it's a pre-existing category. All over Shas, we have Migo. Here it seems to be some new idea that the rush hasn't fully explained, I admit. That Neman al Shalom, you have Nemanus on things that are yours. And then it's a whole question of how far to take that. Right? I didn't bring this, but the Taz and the Shach argue, like, how far to take that. Like, what if I want you to be Neman on something? So I just, like, I'm machne it to you with the Kenyan Suder, you tell me it's Mutter, and then you're machne it back to me. Like, is that good enough to say you're Neman to the Shalom? Or no. It has to be actually under your control. But maybe that's shot in our Tosos. Give me a second. That's a separate din. It's not the Marik. It's a new type of Nemanus that would not be Tosos Kedushin. I wouldn't necessarily compare that to something that is at least the beginning of Tosos Kedushin. So that's us as Linkdol. Before you get to all the other Nafkaminas, what would I say here? Maybe I would say here. And this is what the Rush says, right? The Rush is clearly going like Tosos. The Rush is one of his examples of Afreya. Describe it, the Sofer is Naman say the Tofer Shul, say the Shalol Shema, because it used to be Biyado to make it Shalol Shema, or because it's in his hands now, and he is in control of this. Let me think about that. Right, says the Rush. That is called Biyado, right? Say the yes.
What is the Bible say? Just Biyado, the fact that the person is a Baalim, he's no Gambador. I would think that he's not Neman on anything.
Aha, so when it comes to Mumnos, right, a Bailim is the least Naman of anyone in the entire world. But here we did find something interesting.
No, but there were losses here.
Okay, we do find something interesting when it comes to the Mumnos. I'll tell you something interesting. On the one hand, when it comes to the Mumnos, if I testify that I get more money, I'm less Naman than, I'm less Naman than my dog. Right? Meaning, who am I to testify that I get more money? On the other hand, what if I testify that I get less money and you get money from me? What's that called? Hodas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. Right? That's a very, very strong type of Eidos. And we know the Chatos has a big Chakira, and he concludes that in Simul Lama Dalet, and he concludes that it's really a din of Eidos, that it could be sometimes. Obviously not to make me gain money, but perhaps when something's really mine, maybe I have more koach edus over it, not less. After all, hodas baldin kamei edim dami. My money, to say who gets my money, I'm neman more than 100 edim. It's not really kamei edim dami, because the post went out, it's only more than mei edim. It could be, or as the Gemara says, legabe karbanos increases. In the day of the Chachamim, according to one side of the Chakira of the Gemara, Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimea Ish. That's if a guy says he's not Chayim or Chayim a Karban. Right? It could be that no, on your own inyanim, you have special Nemanos. Now, when it comes to the Imamnos, what's called my inyanim, what isn't, depends which direction. For your money to come to me is not my inyanim. For my money to go to you is my inyanim. But it could be Nisurim, Now here it's a little tricky because it's dependent on actual, it's not a matter of actual bios. It's kishalo. But it could be whoever is, perhaps, has power over a certain tchum, whoever's in charge of this issue, right? Whoever has some sort of pseudo-bios over this, because we're not talking about mamish bios. We're talking about biyado, even if I don't own it, right? His payros are biyadi, if we paskin, which we have to paskin, and I can be mafresh on them without his permission. It doesn't matter on bios. Depends on control. It could be there's a special rule that when something is your business, when something is under your control, then you have special nemudas about it, which reminds us of the end of that Tosos, although I'm having trouble putting the two pieces together, since he had to pay more attention, Chazgili Chachamim, the Torah, made it like to him like it's biyado. So it could be there's a special rule. I don't mean bailus ownership rights. Because again, biyado, I don't have to own it. It's biyado of me to matter his payros. So it doesn't mean ownership rights. I'm not talking about rights of ownership. We're talking about perhaps when you can do something that gives you a certain status of kishalo bailam, you're in charge. When you're in charge of something, the Torah gives you nemanus. Now, this is a general question, like, you know, is there special nemanus to people in charge of things? And the Gemara in the last parak of Kiddushin, it says the midwife is neman, even though she's an eid echa, to say whose baby is whose. Right?
She doesn't have a personal interest.
She does not have a personal interest.
What about a case where there is a personal
interest? Well, okay, it could be that a personal interest doesn't bother us if it's not dini mamonos. So yes, this is going to be a little bit of a hard pill to swallow. The Rush is saying something. I'll read you his words again. First, he says, the guy doesn't own it. He's just like in control of it. In control of it is like his benevolent alayim. He's nema. But he doesn't explain why he's nema alayim. He just says it's not amigo. And then he says, came into be yadul atakdo havikibailov. Okay, what exactly does that mean? That whoever has the power over this,
it's control.
Whoever has control over this has bailus, has nemanus.
The only thing that Odas Baldin is neman to be masked is because chavlachrina. But here there's no chavlachrina.
Well, no, in some of these cases there is chavlachrina. If the guy says nitnu tarosecha, it is chavlachrina, right? And yet he's neman. So what I'm claiming is that if you want to know what Artosos holds, he doesn't make sense based on Migo, because you can't say Migo Mafreya. He doesn't make sense based on the Ma'arik, because he starts out saying, why are you bringing in the Yado when that's not validly connected to the other types of Eid Echa, Neman, Yisurin? Maybe it's, and it wouldn't, obviously it's not crazy if the Rush follows Tosos, right, that's an expected thing. Maybe it's Bidinis Bailus and Shalom. Maybe this special emunus, the Torah gives special emunus to whoever is in control of a certain situation. The Torah gives special emunus like Shalom, like Ahodas Baldege, I'm in charge of my money, I can do whatever I want with my money. The Torah gives me emunus to say what happens with my money. Maybe that's a special emunus of Bailus, and maybe that special emunus of Bailus would last even the Mafreya. Once I was in a position of Biyada, once I was in a position where I was in control of this, I'm holding the animal, I could shecht it, not shecht it, kiyanei kechomer biyada yotzer, then I retained that emunus, and maybe that could be pshat in Tosos. Clearly that would not work with that strange discussion of Biyada. It has to be Biyada with me, not Biyada of someone else. I'm not convinced that that would work with this Ramban. No, I'd have that real control, not just like next week I could do something. Next week I could do something doesn't put me in control yet. That puts me not in control. I stretched it out enough that it's okay. But maybe in terms of Lafreya, that's what we can explain, because that's what the Rush is trying to say. He's saying, even if right now I don't have amigo, but since it is Bershusi, that is good enough. Again, Bershusi has to mean not just in my house, but, you know, it was in my control, let's say. Now here, it's still a little tricky, because he says, when the Sefer Torah is beyad lavler, it might need to be in my hands, as well as, you know, I had some shaykhus to it, like I might need to actually be holding on to it in some cases as well. As a matter of fact, Dyknor sounds like either it needs to still be biyadi, or I need to at least be holding on to it. I need to at least be holding on to it. But the Rush says clearly that it is called biyada at least if
and still holding it, at least if I'm still holding it, it is called Yodo. So it could be that that's what we'll have to say for Tosos. I'm interested to hear if anyone has a different shot for Tosos. But Tosos, Migo is going to be a little tricky for Tosos. Migo is going to be tricky for Tosos. And I'll add one thing in a moment. But I'll say Migo is going to be tricky for Tosos. The Maharik is clearly against the opening words of Tosos. So maybe Tosos is in the direction of the Rosh that has something to do with this special amonis of Bailus. If you ask Mehebetesi, what's the mucker for the special amonis? It seems like we just invented it from scratch. Then I think it's easy to say, well, if you look at the way Tosos looks at the Safrala, maybe that's part of the Safrala. What did Tosos say? The Safrala. How do we know she's telling the truth that she's not bleeding anymore? Well, because there's no cheskes iser, so why shouldn't she be telling the truth? No chazaka, she's going to keep bleeding. But how about the fact she's the cheskes toma until she topels? Says, that's biyado, meaning Tosos seems to have two separate makoros built into the Safrala. Number one, that she's believed about something there's no cheskes iser. Number two, she's believed about something that's biyada. Okay. He has a separate makor for nemanis of something that's biyada because that's a new concept of the Safrala Atma, of her being in charge of being neman about something that's under her control. So it's still a very mechudish svara. But if the Rosh says it, and it would seem to fit with Tosos, who doesn't fit any of the other svaras, and I think that might be the Svara of Tosos, even though it's a Mechudish Svara, but it's a Mechudish Svara that has a lot of echoes many places in Shas. So does Valdik Me. Adam Dami is Naman on something that is under his control, that's his literal bailus. In the last part of Kedushin, the midwife is Naman about things that are in her control. Like, what do you mean in control? She can't make one baby something or the other, but she's definitely in charge of the process. So we do have such an idea, and maybe that's what's going on in the Rush and Tosos. Okay, I'm interested if anyone has any other pshats in Tosos.
Maybe it's like the Rangu.
What do you mean?
The Rangu is the Torah told you to do something, but the Torah told you to eat kosher meat, there must be a way that your name to get kosher meat.
But that's not what Tosos sounds like there. He sounds like he's just trying to apply the categories. Okay, so we will... What? Yes, I put it in brackets. He makes a big deal of this. Rush, Shev, Shmaitza. I don't have the Shev, Shmaitza here. Shmaitza, Vav, Perek, Aleph, where he used this to explain a few things. You can take a look at it there, see if he's saying what I'm saying, if he's saying something better than what I'm saying, if you're saying something better than what I'm saying, and come back to me. Ellie.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's interesting that the Rush takes beyond the most middle than anybody else. I mean, it's beyond me that you can do something about it. The Rush is literally beyond it.
Right. The Taz actually goes so far as to say that if you just own it, that's enough. Like, I'm Makdim Kinyan Suter, you tell me it's kosher, then I take it back, and that works. That's, people say that's going a little far. You need to have some control, not just ownership. Which is the Duyuk from the Rush earlier, which is why everyone rejects that Taz. Let us just, we don't have much time left. I didn't even finish Daf 3. Although we're not going to let that stop anyone. You didn't think I would. Okay, some people have been here longer and know me by now. You don't even know how many things I left out of Daf 3. I want to mention just very, very briefly one point, and then we will let it go. We're not going to finish Daf 3. We'll skip the part of Daf 3 that segues into Daf 4 until next time. But let me briefly mention the Machlokas Rishonim about Tosos Durmaskal Habi Dovash Be'erva. And I won't make a big deal of it. I think that's fair. I really won't. Okay. Tosos Durmaskal Habi Dovash Be'erva asks a very, very pashut question. He says, why does the Gemara, we mentioned this Tosos, we just didn't mention the other Rishonim, why does the Gemara need to say two things that are redundant? In explaining why in Echad Nami Yisurin is about Shayat here, it says two things. It says Kesesh Ish, and it Dabar Sheva Erfa. So Tosos says, what do you mean? Why does it have to say two things? It should have just said either Ches Kesesh Ish, Eid Echad is not Nemen against Hazaka, if it's not Biyado. Here, clearly, it's not Biyado of this guy to write a Lashma. He's not the Baal of the Sofer. Even if he is a sofer, he can't write the shmo without the baal. That's clear later on.
The certainly not be able to sign lishma. The or say in davshir erva pasuk shnayim. Why do you need these two redundant tainus? And then Tos says I not davshir erva. Omer rim they should isha rabba bishari shung hun tevel hekdos adam the sap galani mehem and afilus chazik yisor v'lav biyado o lo. Okay, says Tosos that it's just to cover the other data. I mean, why does it need to say lama tzarech lomar gam the ischazik iser ashes ish the gam the Havi Dover Sheva Erva says Tosfos that it's covering all the Manda Omers, right? Lefi Manda Omer Echad Eino Naman Neged Chezkas Isser, but Lefi Manda Omer Beis, meaning there are two studying there, Naman Neged Chezkas Isser. The Tzarech Lomar, the Eino Neman, Mishum, Dover Sheva Erva. So it's covering the two Manda Omers. Okay, now you could have just said Dover Sheva Erva, but no, especially since Tosos likes the first Manda Omer anyway. No, there's one Manda Omer, he's never Neman against Chesed Esser, right? Even if you hold like the other Manda Omer, Dover Sheva Erva. It's okay, for two different Manda Omers, say two different things. There are bonds, there's a few technical answers. As well, Tosa says, wait, Ischazik Isur is a good enough reason without Dover Sheva Erva. Dover Sheva Erva is a good enough reason without Ischazik Isur. So he says, first of all, some gear souls don't have both. So says the Ramban, he changes the Girsa, right? He just erases Dover Sheva Erva. You're right, we don't need two timers. One is enough, Ischazik Isur. Or, he says, Ramban, the second answer, just as Enochanami, there are two redundant reasons. You're right, you don't need both of them. You could have said only one. If you have the Dover Sheva Erva, who cares about the Chazaka? Eidech is not Neman. Could have said Cheskas Isser, even if it's not Dover Sheva Erva, Eidech is not Neman against Cheskas Isser. But, okay, they said they gave extra ones they don't need. You know what? It's not a Chumash. It's allowed to have something extra, just the Gemara. Okay, that's the Ramban's two. Basically, all these are very technical answers, right? This all we see, all these Rishonim disagreed with the tremendous Kaddish of the Ma'arik. That same piece of the Ma'arik. Ma'arik's what? The tremendous Kaddish of the Ma'arik. Ma'arik says a big fish. Against what all the Rishonim, most Rishonim are daf assume. What does Ma'arik say? He's been diet from here. He makes a big fish. He says he learned from our Sugya that a Echad Naman the Dover Sheva Erva in Ain Cheskas Isser. You think in Ainach is never named Dabashiva Erba? Then why would our Gemara have to say Cheskas Isura? He says, read it literally. It's Cheskas Isura Deishas Ish. Now, it depends on your Gersa, right? Tosus, the Gersa is, well, he doesn't change the Gersa. He just says, oh, it's also Havi Dabashiva Erba. Yeah, as if it says Vihavi, right? As if it says Vihavi. Okay, Tosus doesn't. Hachi Garcina Vihavi. Seth Ramban Vihavi Dabashiv Erva. Right? Vihavi Dabashiv Erva. It also doesn't say he's changing the Girsa too. Vihavi Dabashiv Erva. But, clearly that's what Tosa's meant. Vihavi. He says, no. Since it's Cheskas Ishish, it's Dabashiv Erva. It's only a problem Dabashiv Erva if you're going against the Chazaka. And then we have a tremendous, Machlokas, what the tremendous machlokas, if we have the rule that Dover Sheva Erva Ein Dover Sheva Erva Pachos Mishnayim, the Tosos and the Ramban, the Ode, would say, even if there's no Chazaka, still Ein Dover Sheva Erva Pachos Mishnayim, the two Eid, the realm of Dover Sheva Erva Mishnayim, Eid Echad doesn't count the Dover Sheva Erva. What does Marvik say? Marvik would say, not true. Not true. Eid Echad is Naman if there's no Chazaka. It's only Neged Chezkas Dover Sheva Erva. Sorry, Shnayim. It's only to go against the Chezkas Dover Sheva Erva you need Shnayim. Why would he say that? Because how do we know you need two Eidim Dover Sheva Erva? We learn from Zera Shava. Davidar mi Mamon. In Mamon, why do we need two Edom? Because of Cheskas Mamon. Lohotzi Mamon mi Cheskaso. Lohotzi Mamon of Araya. Just like in Mamon, it's not that you need two Edom in Mamon. You need two Edom to go against the Chazak in Mamon. After all, it doesn't say this in the Gemara. He says, what if there's an Aved on the street with no Chazak and Eid Echad said who it belonged to? We listen to him. Many, many poskim assume. Likewise, by Arayis, only in Chazaka to be motzi mecheskas davar she'erev mishnayim. And the Achronim point out, there's a Ran who seems to be on the side of the Maharik here. Maybe we'll leave it at that. What's the fascinating case? A girl is mekudeshes and we don't know to whom. One guy comes and says, it was me. Is he Neman? Right? It's davar she'erev saying who she's mekudeshes to. So says the Ran, yeah, he's Neman. Why? Because he's not saying whether she's Eishes Ish or Pnuya. She's certainly Eishes. He's not changing her status. She's still Eishes Ish. He's just saying who the husband is. Since he's not changing her status, therefore he is Neman. Okay, now you might be able to get that result from a different angle, but they point out that if you look at the case of Isha Shenis Kansha, Echad, the Amar, Linus Kacha. It doesn't have to be to himself. It could also be to someone else. What does the Ran say? Says the Ran, Neman, Eidach Neman, Mishum, She'eno Motzi Osa, Meches Kasa. After all, he's not changing her Zaka. She's an Ishish. She's still an Ishish. We just need to fill in who the husband is. But he's not changing her status, not changing the Chazaka. Right? Since he's not changing the Chazaka, he's Neman. That would work well with the Maharik. The Achronim Dike, the Ran holds like the Maharik. When there's no Chazaka in Eidach, it is Neman, Davar Sheva Erva. Okay, if you have like the other Rishonim here, you have to figure out what to say. It could be that you would say that he's not Neman. Or if you want to say he is Neman, maybe you'd have to come up with some new fancy finish to explain why he might not be Neman, but you certainly say Lechora, ain't no Neman. What do you mean? How can one ain't be Neman? Whether he says himself or someone else about a Davar Sheva Erva. So the Ran might hold like this tremendous chiddush of Maharik. So here we have two very fundamental machlokes about ain't Davar Sheva Erva Mishnayim. Is it that in the whole realm of Davar Sheva Erva, one ain't doesn't count? That's what the Rishonim here assume. Whether it's Chazaka or not Chazaka. Whether it's Cheskasis or not. One ain't doesn't count to Davar Sheva Erva. Or do you say no, like the Maharik? One ain't doesn't count to go against the Chazaka in Davar Sheva Erva. But in the realm of Davar Sheva Erva, an eight is okay as long as he's not going against the, as long as he's not being motzi from a chazaka, and that would fit the Ran in Kiddushin.
Isn't he being motzi or bechazkas asura to him? Because until we know that he's the one, she's asura to him. Also.
I don't know if she's bechazkas asura to him. She's misafek asura to him. How is she bechazkas asura to him?
She's mikudasha. She's asura to kol olam except her baal.
Yes, she's asura misafek to kol olam because we don't know who the baal is. So maybe that's Chatiha Safik Shimon. Bechetz is Asura Misafik L'Chala Olam. But that's not a real Chazaka, because she's Asura L'Chala Olam Misafik she's Asura, because we don't know if he's her husband or not. But she's not. She only Bevadai Bechetz Mekudeshes. Okay, so we will leave that for now. Maybe we'll hint to it a little later. What we didn't get to yet is Tosos Dermasco, the second 8 FNM Surin, which I think might segue into some of the things on Daf 4. So, Amir Tesh on Monday, we'll finish up Daf 3 and Daf 4, which is pretty quick and not necessarily so lumpish, or at least not so obviously lumpish on the surface. And Amir Tesh also start Daf 5, which I will send out to you and try to make at least a little headway onto Daf Gimel.